Good morning, you. Welcome to Tuesday, your April 15th edition of The Morning Show. 35 degrees and sunny right now. Tuesday Talk Around continues here, and we do it every week. Got to check in with our friends at Red River Communications. And I got the guy, call him the answer man, on the phone with me this morning, Wayne Steiner from Red River Communications. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
If you don't got the answers, nobody does. That's what I keep telling people. Red River Communications, what's been going on, Wayne? Catch us up here.
Well, as you know, our weather's been fairly nice, so our construction season will be starting here pretty soon. So within the Wahpeton town, we are going to finish our build this spring and summer, and that means that everybody should be able to be connected by this fall, and we're excited about that. I especially am because I'm included in this build, so I will get to have the fiber that everybody else I've been helping connect to. It's just awesome to be able to provide this to the Twin Towns, and then we'll be able to just connect people as they come into the community. So we're excited about that.
You'll be giving some good testimonials, I would imagine, Wayne, definitely. Tell me, through the winter months, has it been a pretty good winter for people calling up and saying, you know what, once the ground thaws, I want fiber? Has it been pretty good over the winter?
Yes, it has been. And we've also laid some temp lines where we get them connected, and then we'll go back this summer and provide, you know, do the underground boring and bringing that fiber permanently to their home. So it's been a very busy winter and a lot of planning for this spring's build to bring the fastest connection that you can have. It's not dependent on whether your neighbors are using it or not. You have a dedicated fiber line coming to your home and with no caps. So that's the difference.
So what are you looking forward to? I can finally ask you this question now that you're getting fiber. What are you looking forward to the most about getting fiber into your home?
Well, just the reliability. Last night I was trying to finish my taxes. You know, I wouldn't want to be prudent and get them done early or anything.
Sure.
And my internet, I had to reboot my modem, and it was frustrating. So I'm ready for a carefree, whether it's going online or just enjoying my favorite TV shows and movies without any interruption.
So reliability,
no.
Reliability and the speed, I mean, are two definite positives, right?
It is. And then also our system is symmetrical. So those upload and download levels are the same. So it gives you the reliability just having a symmetrical and dedicated line that no one else is on. It also gives you the security of having that dedicated line to your home that no one else has access to. So, and it's future-proof. We can keep pumping out bigger and better bandwidth as the industry requires those. So well into the future without any new infrastructures.
And Wayne, I always ask this question too. So people listening are going, I think this sounds like a great idea. How do they get the ball rolling with Red River Communications?
Okay, we've got a number of easy, simple ways of getting it going by calling 701-553-8309. That'll put you in touch with either our Wahpeton office or our Abercrombie office. And we're located at 510 in Broadway, on Broadway in Abercrombie. and we're located at 7925 180th Avenue Southeast in Wahpeton, or we're in the Buyer Insurance Building.
All right. That's all people got to do. Very, very easy. Wayne, always great to talk with you there, Answer Man. You have a good rest of the week, okay? We'll talk next Tuesday.
Thank you. Sounds like a plan.
That is Wayne Steiner. Yes, he is the Answer Man. Give him a shout today, Red River Communications, and we talk with Wayne or Kerry every Tuesday at this time here, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Ricky Klauerkamp with a check of your Ag News update, and it's brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council.
Welcome to the Soybean Minute, your trusted source for the latest soybean checkoff insights.
I am North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dallas Luff of Wahpeton. As farmers prepare for another growing season, give your diesel some thought with a few helpful tips. First, tank maintenance is important.